chapter of Genesis and the other in the Revelations chapter 22, which is the last chapter in the Bible. So we're going to read these two scriptures. We'll start with in the beginning, talking about light. And the light was from the beginning and to the last chapter of the book of Revelation. And it's speaking of the Lamb as the light. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That wouldn't have been too good, would it? And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. That's quite a story right there, isn't it? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, the earth was then without form. It was void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. But something happened. I want to show you how powerful the Spirit moving. The Spirit moved upon the face of the deep. Now, the Spirit has to move before God can talk. How many knows that? Somebody said one time, told me, said, the preacher said, the Spirit moved, there's no need for preaching. I said, that's the time to preach, after the Spirit moves. So that's when you can preach. So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form. It was void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And listen to what's the next verse. And God said. You see, all God has to do is say it. And see, we sometimes just leave God out of the picture and we try to imagine things ourselves and everything. But when God says something, that's the way it is. When the Spirit moves, that's the way it is. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So here we have a beginning from nothing, a nothingness, a beginning from darkness into light, a nothingness into the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form. It was void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit moved. Then God said, and that's where it started. And that's, this book was written off of this. And so let's turn our Bibles now and find out a little bit more about that light over here to the book of Revelations chapter 22. Let's just read the first five verses of that. And he showed me a pure river of water of life. See, everything God deals with is life, clear as crystal, proceeding out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of either side of the river, there was the tree of life. See, it's the tree of life. Life is the light, and light is light, and darkness is not of God, so we know that. And the tree of life, and it bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of that tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, and the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. The next two verses, what we really want to get into. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And verse 5 said, and there shall be no night there, and they shall need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Now I want you to know, there shall be no night there, no need for a candle, neither the light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. So it's a place here in verse 3 says, and there shall be no more curse, and the throne of God of the Lamb shall be in it, and the servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face. Now, this is talking about the time when there'll be no need for the sun, there'll be no need for moon, there'll be no need for anything, for who is the light? The Lamb is the light. The Lamb is the light. In him was life. St. John chapter 1, verse 4 said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. So we've got a book here, this book here, whole book of the Bible, pertains to the light, the Lamb, the Word. It pertains to the Spirit that moves upon on the earth and on things, and then God speaks and light comes on the picture. So how many's glad that we got light out there that was spoke into existence? How many's glad that the earth is not without form and void anymore, because it has a form? See, God had to form that with his Word. When whatever God says, it comes to pass. So then we want to turn into a scripture here, and I want to take the whole chapter. It's a very small chapter in the Bible, of 1 John chapter 1. And these fellows had an experience with God that they could tell. They could witness of this great experience that these men had with God. Peter, James, John, Andrew, and all the other apostles had a great experience with God. 1 John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, and we'll read down and maybe go along with things as we go down through there. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the Word of life. Now that's talking about who? Jesus Christ, the Word of life. What a privilege these fellows had, because they saw him, they handled him, they looked upon him, their hands have handled him, he says, of the Word of life. That Word of life is the Lamb. That Word of life is the light. So it says in verse 2, and the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Now, how many knows that God made it possible for this to be manifested to us today? How is it manifested to us? The Lamb came, he died upon the cross, he overcame death, hell, and the grave, he ascended on high, sat down at the right hand of the Father, prayed the Father, and the Father sent another Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost can fill us, and the Word can fill us with that light on the inside of us. And in him was life. Notice that what it says, St. John 1 and 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. St. John 1 and 4. Now, it says, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know why God decided to have a son and born in a manger and died upon a cross, ascended on high, sit down at the right hand of God, sent the Comforter to us, and left his Word to us. I don't know why God chose it that way, but God chose it that way. And when God decides something, it's no need for a man to try to change it, because Hebrews 13 and 8 said that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I change not. Now, so here it said in verse 4, these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Now, we are to rejoice in the light. We are to rejoice in the life. We ought to rejoice in something that overcomes darkness. And he says, these things write we unto you, these things that we've seen and heard. We've handled him, we've touched him, we've looked upon him. And from the beginning, he says, verse 1, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the Word of life. Now it says, verse 4, and these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. Now, tell me how that we can be a Christian and not have joy. What is the components of the kingdom of God? Romans 14:17 again says, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So it is righteousness, it is peace, it is joy in the Holy Ghost. So if we're full of the Holy Ghost, then we have righteousness, peace, and joy in us because the Holy Ghost is in us, and that's what's in Him. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So joy is one of the components of the kingdom. So then we come on down to verse 5. Verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him. Here's the message, he said, we've heard of Him. And declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Now that's a strong statement. In Him is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So it's free from darkness. The place that we're going is free from darkness because the Lamb is the light. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. But the Spirit moved upon that, and then God said, let there be light, and there was light. How many can see the positiveness of God? How many can see the doubt that man can have? Because he doesn't understand with his natural mind. The only way you can understand this is with our spiritual mind. To be carnally minded, Romans 8:6 said, is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and it is peace. So he said, this is the message. This is the message. This is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that's the message Jesus preached on earth, that God is light, and in Him is how much darkness? So there's not much leeway for darkness, is there? In Him was life, the life was the light of men, the light shineth in where? Darkness, and darkness comprehendeth it not. So we're looking there that no darkness. Verse 6 says, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. So if we fellowship with Him, if we say that we have fellowship with Him, and walk in darkness, we do what? We lie and do not the truth. But look at verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. Now, what is it saying here? Now let's take us, we're just us eight here tonight. But if we walk in the light, all eight of us, as He is in the light, what do we have? We have division. What do we have? Fellowship. Who with? All eight of us, we have fellowship one with another. Somebody said, well, darkness comes in, and that's the job of the church, is to turn, to speak the word of God and turn darkness into light. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. So if we walk in the light as He is in the light, now in God there's no darkness at all. And if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from what? All sin. That's what Brother Bobby was preaching about this morning, sin. It cleanses us from how much sin? All sin. I'm so glad that we have a remedy that we can walk by and walk in the light as He is in the light, and we have fellowship. We can offer our fellowship one to another, and that we have fellowship one with another, and that heals us because it cleanses us from all sin. Peter said in Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted. It converted what? From darkness to light. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now what's he talking about? The time of refreshing. We're getting ready to have revival here. And so we need to be repented and be ready for the refreshing that's coming at this revival. Because God's going to send a refreshing. If we offer ourselves and we walk in the light as he is in the light, we will have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. So we got walking in the light. We have fellowship one with another. We have the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. So that's a pretty good combination, isn't it? So now let's look at verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive our own selves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9, here's another thing. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's go through that again. If we confess our sins, we got to confess. You know, we have sins, but we confess them. He is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the repent and be converted means that we repent of anything that we, somebody said, I don't remember doing this sin or that sin. Well, it's all right to repent anyway, isn't it? Whether we actually committed a known sin or not. Repentance means to change, continued change. And I want you to turn your Bible real quick again to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 18. How do we change? How do we change? And what do we change into? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 18. Verse 17 says, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. Well, then it says, then we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, what are we looking at? The glory of the Lord. We're looking at the light. The glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. What is his image? It's the image of light. In him was life. The life was the light of men. So we change from glory to glory into the same image from glory to glory. If we confess our sins, he is just and faithful to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So then, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and the word is not in us. So a growth in the Lord requires repentance. Repentance doesn't mean to just get down to the altar and cry around. It means to change. What do we change into? What is our change? What did we say there that we change into in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, verse 18? We all with open face beholding as in a glass, what? Are changed into what? The same image. What image? His image. How do we do it? What's the process? From glory to glory, from one enlightenment to another enlightenment. See, the enlightenment is our soul, and it's our spirit man. It enlightens the whole man and then brings us to a point that we grow in the Lord, growing up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So we want to take some more scriptures here, just a few of them. Of course, we've done quoted St. John chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So in him was life. So let's go to St. John chapter 8 and verse 12 and look at the scripture here. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. How many knows now who the light of the world is? He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That scripture right there tells us a whole lot about what we're talking about here tonight. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Well, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, and then we have a good one there that we can talk about the light where it shines. See, the whole purpose is to enlighten us, for us to shine. Amen? What does it say? Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. When we do that, we win souls because people are looking for the light. They're looking to see something real in the hearts and lives of people that go to church. God is looking for that. That's what revival is. It revives us and takes away the old nature and brings in the new nature, that we might, as 2 Peter chapter 1 says, that we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now let's look here at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine where? Don't that sound like where we started in the beginning? God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. So it shined out of darkness. So listen to what it said. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts. I'm glad he is, doesn't he? To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That is a big scripture there. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Where did he shine it? Out of darkness, and shined it in our heart to give what? Us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. So we see here that God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. How many knows that once we were in darkness? We were without form, like the earth, and void. Now God is forming us. And God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Let's take another one here real quickly. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Wherefore, he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Now that's revival in any man's language. So God changes us from one image, from glory to glory, into his image, from glory to glory, by the Spirit of the Lord and the enlightenment of the things of the Lord. St. John chapter 12, verse 35. And let's read that one. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Now here's what he's saying to them. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you, for he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. He said a little while. He's talking about him leaving. He said a little while and the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walked in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. So in darkness, we don't know where we're going. But ain't you glad that God gave us the light? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That Son was the life and the light. He said, I'm the way. John 14, 6. I'm the truth. I'm the light. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's a path. There's a glorious path to the heavenly realm in God. And we can be in that path if we walk in the light as he is in the light. Psalms chapter 27, verse 1 said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light. He is my salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, the psalmist said. So he is the way, he is the truth, he's the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. Our destination is where? To the Father. How do we get there? In Christ. Jesus said, no man can come to God except by me. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by me. He is the way. He's the only way. You know, there's a lot of new doctrines that's coming out today that there's different people have a different way to get there. There's just one way. Some are preaching this, that the Jews don't have to accept the blood. They don't have to walk the same route that we do because they're a Jew. There's no place in the Bible that declares that. We all walk in the light as he is in the light. We all must have fellowship one with another. We all must march the same route. We all must go the same way. There's just one way. There is a way, one scripture says, that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So we have to stay on the way of light and the way of life. So he gave us life, and he gave it more abundantly. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. He gave it more abundantly. We have abundant life and abundant light if we could just realize that. Awake is a great word in this. Arise is a great word in this. Ephesians 5:14. God's command is a great word. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. The light shining in darkness. 2 Corinthians 4, 6 also. These are great words that we need to study and bear out. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness. The darkness comprehendeth it not. So we're talking about in him, and there's just one way. There's no other way except through Christ. He said, I'm the way. No man comes to the Father, he said, but by me. Our destination is to Father's house. The prodigal son, when he found Father's house, he found life there. He found light there. He found food there. He found everything that he had need of when he come to the Father. All he had to do was get up out of the hog pen and go to the Father. And when he got to the Father's house, the Father said to the servants, he began to tell them what to do. You go get the best robe and put on it. You go kill the fatted calf. You get the ring and put it upon the finger. And you put the shoes upon his feet. He dressed him for the supper and took him in, and then they had a revival. They had rejoicing. Rejoicing. The elder brother didn't like that too much because of the way it came. But I'll tell you what, sometimes things come in a different way that we think they are. But if God's in it, I'm for it. And whatever God says, we can walk in that light as he is in the light. We can have fellowship one with another. Somebody have something that you would like to question, you'd like to ask?